Well, Mark, you had a tremendous season last year. Increased your productivity over the year before, 38 home runs, 117 RBIs. How does it feel?
Well, it's over, but it was a good stepping stone, a good year, and I'm just kind of looking forward to a new one.
You were so quickly advancing through the minor leagues, had a successful baseball career at Georgia Tech. Do you feel that that was able to help you to mature and prepare much quickly to make the big step to the big leagues?
Definitely. Going to college and spending 3 years playing college baseball in a good conference like the ACC really helped me out and allowed me to skip some of the lower minor leagues.
What is it like, too, to have such a great infield together? A lot of young guys that you can identify with playing here together. Probably the best hitting young infield in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, we enjoy playing together. We have a lot of fun on the field and off the field. And, it's a pleasure to be able to play with guys like, Soriano and Blaylock and Michael Young and just be a part of that whole thing.
One of the ironies of baseball is that a lot of players go on to have very long careers. You've got a Kenny Rogers on one hand who's approaching 40 years of age. In fact, you see guys like Clemens out there that are beyond 40, and you get to play, you get to be a part of the same clubhouse with these guys. What is it like to be with a veteran like Kenny Rogers?
It's pretty humbling, actually, to be able to have a teammate that you can look at and see what he's accomplished in his career. It makes you feel like, I got a long way to go. So to be able to play with Kenny is great, and it's great to kind of look forward to maybe being able to play as long as he has.
So does it teach you a lot watching them, watching their habits and what they go through each day, realizing, hey, this guy's 20 years older than me, but he's basically in almost the same physical condition?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with watching veterans is it's to show how professional they are. They go about their business every day. They come to work. They work very hard, and Kenny's a testament to all the hard work he's put in.
Baseball gives you a chance to probably spend a lot of time visiting, whether it's on the road or in the dugout with some of your teammates. You have the players like a Hank Blaylock who chose to go straight to professional baseball from high school. Do you have a chance to kind of contrast experiences?
It's everyone's decision. You make different decisions in your life, and some guys don't want to go to college, some guys do. I wanted to enjoy college and get my education, so just what I chose to do.
Were there a lot of things you experienced outside of the baseball experience in college that you feel prepared you for the major leagues?
Oh, definitely. College is more about growing as a person, really, as a player or as a student. So to be able to have those life experiences, you can't put a price on it.
Mentioning some of these experiences, you also chose to marry fairly early compared to the average Major League Baseball player. Has that in many ways been helpful for you to kind of keep a focus, maybe to keep relaxed at times, having family away from baseball?
I think so. I met somebody in college I want to spend the rest of my life with and didn't really want to wait. So to have the stability during a long Major League season is very nice.
So you married Georgia of Georgia Tech. Do people tease you about that?
No, not at all. No, it's a great name, and she wears it well.
You were a Baltimore Orioles fan as a kid growing up. You're probably old enough to remember that horrendous 1988 season where the Orioles lost 21 straight. Do you remember that season?
I sure do. It was almost a joke how bad they were at the beginning of that season, and but the next year they came back and almost won the division. So I think it says a lot about baseball.
Do you remember the baseball announcer for the Orioles that year was John Miller, current ESPN and San Francisco Giant announcer?
Oh, yeah. We listened to John Miller all the time on the radio and television. And, he had a great voice, and he still does a great job with announcing.
Well, he talked about how challenging it was to be with a team that just kept losing day in and day out, how he was quoting literature, some of the famous literature at the start of the broadcast.
Yeah, when you're losing that bad, it's easy to start talking about things that are outside of baseball to keep people away from the game. But, that's the way it works sometimes.